The following is a Fourth Hand production.
In 1866, an eccentric woman named Sarah Winchester traveled from New Haven, Connecticut to San Jose, California to start a new life. She purchased a small 8-room farmhouse and started a small renovation project that would take 36 years and $5.5 million, only stopping when she passed away in 1922.
By the time she was done, the Winchester Mansion was a modern marvel with indoor plumbing, multiple elevators, a hot shower, and central heating. It had over 160 rooms and 40 bedrooms, 10,000 windows, and even two basements. Of course, that's not all that's unique about the house. Not all 2,000 doors can be walked through. One leads to an 8-foot drop to a kitchen sink, another to a 15-foot drop into bushes in the garden below. Staircases lead straight to ceilings, expensive Tiffany stained glass windows were installed in places where they would get no light, and the list goes on.
Was this just the eccentric lifestyle of a rich, bored widow, or a necessary atonement for the spirits of the dead that were out for justice? We bust out our protractors and repeating rifles to get to the heart of their designs this week on Hysteria 51.
I stay undisturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's a lie.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in Hysteria Nation to the podcast that doesn't have a mystery house. But if we did, it would be just like the one in Webster. This is Hysteria 51.
I'd love to live here. This place is neat. This ladder goes up and down the whole house. Come on, George, I'll show you.
Broadcasting from the lower fourth dimension, otherwise known as Chicago, we're your hosts and tour guides, John Goforth and Brent Hand.
A couple quick ground rules. Please, don't jump off the bus. Weird. Not fun for anybody. Also, no throwing objects at pedestrians, unless, of course, they deserve it. Okay? This here, guess what this is filled with? I want you salivating. Treats. That's right, treats. Not those kind of treats, okay? I see the long hair, I get the beads, let it go. We're not in that kind of thing. We're not going to a damn dead show.
Timely topic this week, John. Winchester, the movie starring Helen Mirren, actually came out just a few days ago, and it's all about this very topic. Almost like we planned it that way.
No, we don't see that far ahead.
It's gargantuan seven-storied structure with no apparent rhyme or reason.
Built on the orders of a grieving widow. Sarah Winchester's mind is as chaotic as the house itself. We're worried about her sanity, Dr. Price.
I'm pretty fired up, man, for the movie. What is it? What's the official name? The Winchester Mystery House?
Sexy Grandma Lives in a Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I haven't seen it yet, but I love a good horror flick, and hopefully this one will be good. There aren't very many of them.
Yeah.
I mean, getting Helen Mirren for it is a good sign. Plus, for an older lady, kind of hot.
Yeah, right? Like, not kind of, like, straight up. Like, Caligula, kids, look it up. But no kidding, she's definitely still a looker, which begs the question, who is the best-looking actress over 60, or actor, whatever, in Hollywood? You know, not for nothing, but I think I'm going with Susan Sarandon. I probably would have went with Jamie Lee Curtis, but she's only 59, so she's right outside of that. Plus, she's a little too regular for me.
Hermaphroditic?
Too many probiotics, you know?
No, I didn't hear that. Well,
yes,
when she was in, she was in
People
True
always
Lies.
Said yeah, she yeah. was a hermaphrodite.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, though, Susan Sarandon, man, wow.
Dude, when she was in Rocky Horror Picture Show, wow.
Oh, right.
I mean, not that she's not good looking now, but I mean, just.
And now her daughter looks just like her.
Yeah, she does. She does.
Spookily, just like a hot young Susan Sarandon.
So I think it's a great pick. I'm going to go with Christy Brinkley, who, believe it or not, is 64.
Not only is she 64, she must be plastic because she looks 34.
Right.
Like, it is ridiculous. I mean, she's a model, though, so maybe that doesn't count. I don't know. You know, and she has had a ton of work. Pick again, I guess, is what I'm getting
But
at.
She's also an actress. Have you not seen National Lampoon's Vacation? Book it. I win.
Yeah, that is a fantastic
job. She was in the video for Uptown Girl.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Done.
The dog went on the picnic basket. But she was in that movie because, well, either she owned a Ferrari. Or no, it's because she was a model. She got all that, you know, she got that work because she was a bona fide model, not because of her acting chops, obviously. I think we can agree on that at least.
Fine, fine. I still say I'm right, but if you insist I pick again, you know what? I'm going to stick with the OG, what we started this with, Dame Helen Mirren. They don't include that dame for nothing.
That's right. She's been knighted? Female knighted?
Yeah, and she's a dame.
I have no idea what you idiots are talking about. A meat sack is a meat sack.
That other voice you're hearing, like a speaking spell with a bad attitude and a short attention span, is the one and only Conspiracy Bot.
C-Bot is a robot I built in my lab to help with the show by hopefully making it better, but instead, he spends my money and makes life for everyone involved much more difficult.
It's like we're married.
Producer Lisa, the robot said it, not me. Moving on, I do see that we have another guest in our midst.
Yes, John. And it's C-Bot's favorite guest, the incorrigible and the insufferable, Mr. Joe Peck.
Pecker.
His name is Pecker.
Joe, welcome.
Question.
First time caller, long time listener.
How much does it suck? On the subject of people over 60 that are still good looking,
yeah.
To be Sean Connery's grandson, every girl he dates, he knows she'd rather be with his grandpa. Like, every friend he makes, if I met him, I would pose as enjoying his company in order to hopefully make the long play and get to meet Sean Connery.
That's true.
Yeah.
You said how much does it suck? I don't know, probably a bushel, maybe even a peck.
Oh,
the hits keep coming, folks.
Oh.
Cut it out.
I'm glad I'm here for Brent's comedy outbreak.
Screw you. I'm the only real comedian here.
That was still better than him.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good point. Do the leading men of Hollywood age as well as the leading women of Hollywood? Is the female version of this show sitting around talking about Harrison Ford and how they would still do that?
I would say so. Look at Tom Cruise. Damn near. He's in his mid-50s.
Well, you know, he's aging Cruise, well. He is getting help from the Demigorgons or whatever. What
the L. Ron Hubbard spirits out
what
there.
Are they
well, his Thetan level is through the roof.
I don't know.
That's true.
So that probably helps with longevity.
Him and Stan Marsh are on a different level. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think Thetans and what's the stuff that you soak stuff in biology class to preserve them?
It's formaldehyde.
Those are the two pillars of Scientology, I've heard.
His metachlorians are through the roof.
Have we figured out how to track those yet? I know in a galaxy far, far away a long time ago they had that, but yeah, do we? Yeah.
Well, we don't, but they can. So Tom knows how many he has.
Oh, got it.
Stop saying we. That includes me in your stupidity. I can give you your midichlorian levels, Joe. Just let me see your arm.
You know what? I assume he's going to want a blood sample. We're just going to skip over that.
You assume he doesn't already have one.
That's true. Mm. Speaking of blood, Winchester rifles. A lot of blood.
Is this where we do, spilled some.
That
is
called a live, a segue.
Is this where we do a live spot for Winchester rifles?
Yeah, right?
Speaking of blood, if you want to draw some, let me tell you about my fine friends at Winchester Rifles.
Yeah, the namesake for the house and everything we're talking about, the whole thing stems from Winchester, the money from the rifles, man, the gun that won the West. Winchester repeating arms, for real, man. That it really was.
So if you're not familiar, it's... Gosh, the number one, probably, gun brand in the history of gun brands.
If not, say it. No one's going to look it up.
Yeah. I mean, there's Winchester, there's Colt, there's
Remington. Glock and everything under the sun.
I mean, I think beyond Remington and Colt, I don't think you're going to get much further than that.
Like, yeah. They were, you know, like I said, it's the gun that won the West.
Right,
you know?
Definitely.
But we're not talking just about the Winchester rifles. We're talking about the Winchester Mystery Mansion, this beautiful, beautiful mansion in San Jose, California, not San Jose, John, San Jose.
No, that's what they call it when you come to Illinois. That's how you pronounce
it
here.
Well, that's how I pronounce it when I'm there, because it's mine.
So this place in California, it is a very large mansion, and I mean large.
Crazy.
160 rooms spanning 24,000 feet over 6 acres, and that's just what's left of it, because it's actually much smaller than it once was. Inside this structure, 2,000 doors, 10,000 windows, 47 fireplaces, and actually two more that they found that were not hooked up. So there would have been 49 fireplaces, but it goes on from there. 13 bathrooms, 6 kitchens, 3 elevators.
YouTube burritos should build me an elevator.
I think I'm actually okay with how long it takes him to get from floor to floor.
A detriment to his movement about this world is a good thing.
You can lick my RAM.
He's still working on those curse words, but he's
He hasn't figured that part out yet. But you, at least he can express himself.
Also, 2 basements and 1 shower, which actually at the time was mind.
That's a big deal.
Mind bottling. It's like my mind is trapped in a bottle. You guys are Will Ferrell fans. I'm sorry. Anyway,
we didn't get one inane comment.
I don't even know what's going on right now.
So Brent, it even had a shower. Who lived there? Who showered there?
Well, the one, the only, Sarah Winchester. And when you go to the shower, actually, she was a short lady. So literally, it would like spray at your belly button. She was incredibly short. So
yeah, it's like the showers at like a Motel 6.
Yeah.
You go to with just a tiny trickle of water and it's so low that it's like you question whether or not it's worth it.
But it was Sarah Winchester, and she was the widow of William Wirt Winchester, of the name of the company.
There's
Winchester.
A name that went away.
Mm-hmm. Wirt.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
So like I said, this is in California, San Jose. It's a Queen Anne-style Victorian mansion, at least.
I mean, that was the goal. Even calling it a style seems.
Yeah. So, neat. It's a big old home. So why are we talking about it, and why is there this movie that just came out about it? Because other than the fact that someone rich lived there, whoop-de-doo, right? Well, now, it's renowned for its size. Like we said, it's still 24,000 square feet. Its architectural curiosities, which we're really going to delve into, and its lack of any master building plan. It was designated a California historical landmark and is actually listed on the National Register of Historic Places.
Which, if you've ever lived or been to California, isn't a big deal. I mean, I think they named the local White Castle.
My house is on the list of historic places, literally.
Yeah.
And we can actually get a plaque for it if we want. But if you get the plaque, you can't do any.
But you're not in California. I was making a point.
Well, you're right. But
it always comes back to you.
You're right. Hand me my sunglasses. We're inside. So it's still privately owned, and it serves as a tourist attraction. Oh, and it's thought to be haunted by the spirits of those killed by Winchester rifles. So fun, right?
So we finally reach the part where you realize why it's on this show.
Yeah, right?
Wait, I thought you guys didn't retool and switch over to a home and style guide podcast. That's why I came on.
We're now branded by HGTV.
Welcome to Para Makeovers, where we go into haunted houses and give them makeovers.
And you're going to get a kick out of what we did with a couple of iron rods and a blanket.
Who says pentagrams have to be boring?
He's architectural bot now.
Pastels add a delicious flavor to your pentagrams.
So let's go back. We're going to time travel here. It's the late 1880s. What was really popular with the rich and eccentric people at the time?
We know the answer to this question.
Seances.
Seances.
We run into all the time. And they love playing with those, at that time, newfangled devices, Ouija boards, which we know is nothing to mess with because... Woo, the experiences we've had.
Oh, man. Still reeling.
So let's take a look at the owner of this house and her obsession with the paranormal, because that's this whole freaking story. So Sarah Lockwood Purdy was born in New Haven, Connecticut around 1839. And in her early 20s, she married Winchester of the Winchester Repeating Arms Company. Several years later, Sarah gave birth to a daughter, Annie, and tragically, Annie died just a month later from marasmus, or severe malnutrition.
Surprised that name for malnutrition didn't stick around.
Right? It was one of those things where just like they were feeding her, but the her body couldn't like
once uptake. A month they fed her, yeah. and
at least
surprisingly
upwards of once a month.
But like her no, but for real, child died, and unfortunately, like her body just couldn't process the foods and anything like that. So that point on, Sarah's luck only got worse. So then, in the early 1880s, her father-in-law passed away, and then her husband succumbed to tuberculosis. He was a lunger later that year. So she receives an inheritance in the 1880s of $20 million, as well as partial ownership of the family's firearm company. She never remarried and was alone for the rest of her life. And one of the reasons for that is, at the time, one of the in vogue things was to be in mourning for the rest of your life, because that was considered the European thing to do. And women over here that were of money and stature wanted to portray that. So like, well, my husband died, I'm in mourning for the rest of my life, and I'll never.
Which is really, really, really easy to do when you're already into money.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Like,
yeah. I'm sorry, I'm mourning. Please, could you hand me $100 bill to wipe my tears?
Yeah, yeah.
all those peasants that didn't inherit any money, yeah. they went and remarried.
Yeah. This inheritance gave
How
her
gauche.
Gave her a tremendous amount of wealth, which she used to fund craziness, or at least this ongoing construction.
So do you guys have any sense of, like, you know, when they talk about like the money in the 1800s, like what right. it would be worth today. Like, so what would $20 million in
they said
that time?
In 2017, so not too long ago, $20.5 million, which is what she actually got, was equivalent to $520 million. So over half $1 billion.
Yeah, it's a couple bucks.
Yeah, nothing to shake a stick at.
And what, John, what did you spend on your last home?
$27 million.
27?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A month, right, in rent?
Well, not to be outdone by that, too, because she had all this money coming in from the Winchester Rifle Company.
Right.
At that time, she made roughly $1,000 a day, every day, which in
as
20,
a woman of the night.
Which of money now, $25,000 a day, which is
I might have made that last part up.
Well, you know.
Might have.
Maybe, maybe not.
I like the mystery. You know, we're sticking with the mystery house theme.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Ooh.
So then things, though, she's got all this money, but things get weird, I guess. So for some reason, Sarah got in touch with a medium. And legend has it that Sarah started to feel as though she was being haunted. But it's more than likely she had spoke to the medium in an attempt to communicate with her late husband. But hey, who knows? The story goes, the medium allegedly told Sarah that her family was cursed by all those who had been killed by Winchester guns. So
coincidentally, yeah, the medium's family was Native American and had all been slaughtered by Winchester guns. It's weird. It's who knew?
Crazy how that kind of
actually happens. Her name was Samantha Colt, and she said, "Oh, why don't you go cross country and spend all your money?"
Her name was Hunts with Bows.
I don't think that's right. A thriving arrow business. I don't know if I believe that.
Thriving arrow business. I don't know.
Don't look that up. So the woman recommends that Sarah move out west, build a home, and continue working on this home basically forever to appease the spirits. And
I believe wasn't the story that the sound of the hammers is what was keeping the spirits away?
Some
so like
say
they never
that,
stopped building.
Some say that they were building it to confuse the spirits. I mean, mm-hmm. it's all over the place as far as that goes. The problem with this is you can never get a straight answer, and everyone's got a version of it. We're going to cover all those versions.
Like talking to John Goforth.
So, but luckily Sarah knew this one was crazy, and she lived a happy, normal life, never doing that, of course, right? No. She promptly left New Haven, headed to California. In 1884, she purchased an unfinished farmhouse in Santa Clara Valley and began building her mansion.
And the medium, as she walked out, good.
Consider yourself zing.
Zing of the day.
And the medium removed her jacket to reveal a red blazer that said Century 21 on the logo.
So she starts building this mansion, and under her day-to-day guidance, it's from the ground up construction proceeded around the clock and by some accounts without interruption until her death, September 5th, 1922, at which time work immediately ceased. The funny thing about this is every day the workers would come in, and if they had finished, you know, their project from the day before, she would be like, all right, here's what we're going to do today. There were no blueprints. She was not an architect. She just started having them build crap. So there is conjecture of whether these weird anomalies in the house, doors that opened to the outside and cabinets that open to walls and staircases that go to nowhere are actually because of that, or because she had no flipping clue what she was doing and they were just following her to a T what she said to do.
Did anyone ever consider the possibility that she was really just like that gal in the old Diet Coke commercial? When she was watching the construction workers, like, oh my God, you guys are done already? Well, there's got to be something else we can do. Build a staircase over there.
Oh, they're hot and sweaty.
Yeah. Ma'am, that really won't go anywhere. It'll just lead into the ceiling. It's my money now.
Well, you're
it?
Fired. Bring in someone new. Because she was also notorious for that, right? Like every few days, she'd fire somebody.
But then she turns to Chris Farley and goes, I think I'm going to like living in a mansion. Do you have a thirst?
Yeah.
And you're gay? Schlitz gay.
I like the direction. Yeah. I like the direction we're taking this versus the other direction. What's the other story that we've told on this particular podcast where lots of workers got fired, went through, they were building stairs to nowhere, empty rooms that didn't have doors? The murder mansion.
Oh, the murder man. Yeah.
In Chicago.
Which actually probably never, existed, but not really. Like, it's one of those things.
this could easily have gone the H.H. Holmes route.
Yeah.
Was he her consultant on the building of this house?
Mr. Holmes. Yeah. So she, like I said, though, she didn't use an architect and added to the building in a haphazard fashion, I guess is the best way to say it. So the home contains numerous oddities, such as, like we said, doors and stairs that go nowhere, windows overlooking other rooms, including
why those were there,
into the bathroom and stuff like that. Stairs, stairs with odd sized risers. And that's not as weird as it sounds because those were more for her. Was she a crappy architect, or was it, believed for these paranormal purposes? Well, unfortunately, we don't know. So choose your own adventure on that. And I don't know. Like, does it make sense if that she believed that what this medium told her and she went out there, that she would just build it crazy, or she was doing it to confuse these ghosts? I mean, I think if she was crazy enough to move across country and build for nonstop for 38 years.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really say no to the fact that she might be wanting to put in crap that doesn't make any sense on purpose.
So that's what the purpose was then. If she truly was being haunted by the ghosts of people killed by Winchester
or
rifles,
truly felt that she was,
The staircases to nowhere, the rooms with no doors, all of the craziness.
We got another one.
was simply to confuse the ghosts so they could not pursue her.
There are a few oddities in there that do, I think, give some credibility to there being a rhyme or reason to that. And it's not just lack of any ability to plan and lack of an architectural background. There's the things like in a couple of the doorways. So first of all, her personal bedroom had like seven doorways, like because she wanted to be able to get in and out and like not... Or the theory is, and escape these ghosts, but then some of them have bars on the floor to like trip you.
Yeah.
Things like that, that like, I don't think those would be things that accidentally happen because of poor planning.
And even though that she had her own room, she still slept in different rooms all the time. Like you never knew, like, and she just had her people that lived there.
Well, you don't ever sleep on your couch?
Well, that's true. And here's the other thing, though. So we talk about these workers that worked there, and they worked there for like 30 years. These were like the same workers. She hired a family, and their kids worked there. And she hired like maids and butlers and all this stuff. And she paid them three times the normal wage. So they were incredibly happy to be working for this crazy lady who lived there and had all these weird demands. yes, ma'am, whatever you want. I'm making a fortune as far as that was concerned for them, taking care of one old lady and her weird ass pursuits. I don't know what the hell you want to call them, you know?
Proclivities.
Flights of fancy.
So this monster home ends up being seven stories tall. The 1906 and the San Francisco earthquake hits, magnitude 7.8, huge, huge earthquake, and destroys a large part of the home. And today it's four stories tall.
When, just to put that in perspective real quick, like we're guys who live in Chicago, which is where what's considered to be the first ever quote unquote skyscraper was built. It's like 12 stories tall, and that was built right around that time, and it was an architectural marvel.
And it was only five stories taller, and probably just because she didn't have time. Like, literally, I mean, you think of it that way. So this earthquake was so big, and the house was so big, that Sarah became locked in a room when the wall shifted and it jammed the door, and they were like, well, crap, where is she? It took 24 hours to locate her in this house because they didn't know what the house where she was in the house, being because, like we said, she slept all over the place. She was always all over the place, all these, you know, crazy stuff. Joe and I have actually taken the tour, and producer Lisa's been there, and everyone now always asks,
C-Bot, have you been?
I'm not allowed back in California since the incident.
We don't speak about it. What's the house like, Joe?
Let's be clear. He's not allowed west of the Rockies.
Yeah, that's true. What's the house like, Joe? Gorgeous, right?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things I found really fascinating, I'm curious if you did, is, I mean, it's kind of like right in the middle of like a very built up cosmopolitan,
like,
area.
Right next to it is like a concert venue or something.
Yeah. And
like
then there's
that.
Like, yeah, there's like a whole, like one of those like developed out like shopping areas with like all the walking and stuff.
Which, so, when this was there, the 120 acres around it were nothing.
Right.
It was just, that's my yard.
And it's all been built up, and yet it's still like a big grounds. Like, it's a very well kept, like beautiful.
The gardens,
like,
are beautiful.
Yeah. It's fascinating.
The house is predominantly made of redwood, which is what you build with in California, but Sarah Winchester preferred lighter woods. But you redwood's great to build with, and so she demanded that like faux grain be stained and drawn and painted on and applied so that all the wood in the home that is exposed looks like lighter colored wood, and it looks real. It doesn't look like some shoddy job. It looks like just stained and polyurethaned light colored wood, like pine or whatever you would expect it to be.
The rooms with the woodworking that are like the sort of like, you know, what you see when any of us go to like these old restored, you know, turn of the century homes. I mean, the ones that aren't all messed with, because she would, the insanity rooms, are unbelievable.
Yeah.
The decorative work, like the detail, like the one has the pipe organ, like it was like an imported crazy huge pipe organ that she just wanted in her house.
Right.
You know, this thing was so huge. It was, you know, bigger than a Walmart.
That's actually the most appropriate use of that drop ever. Yep. C-Bot. That was perfect. 20,500 gallons of paint it takes to paint this place. I mean, this place is huge. The home itself was actually built using a floating foundation, which is one of the reasons it didn't collapse in 1906. And also, there was another 1989 earthquake that didn't take it out because of its foundation.
So when you say floating foundation, I'm picturing, like, you know, the futuristic movies.
Waterworld.
Right.
Floor's lava.
No, I'm picturing like the futuristic movies where you've got the piece of earth that is literally floating in,
like an Avatar.
Yeah, like an Avatar.
That's exactly what it is. When you go there, you have to tame this bird with your weird stalk that grows out of your hair. And if it chooses you, then you can fly to the Winchester House.
Oh, so it's part of Disney World.
Yeah, exactly.
It's one of the reasons a lot of people haven't been to it.
Yes. Like we said, 161 rooms, including 40 bedrooms. Two ballrooms, Joe was just talking about. One's unfinished, one is finished, and it is grand. This giant pipe organ, woodwork everywhere. I mean, it's one of those things. She didn't entertain, But no. Everyone had a ballroom, so she wanted the finest ballroom.
She had to have a ballroom, even though no one could come see
you. Going to have a party? No. No.
Only but, for the ghosts.
The ghosts like to dance.
And well, and then your favorite thing, the chandelier.
Yeah. So, and we'll talk about this later, too, but like she did everything in 13s. And the chandelier was this gorgeous, like everything's Tiffany and stuff like that. This gorgeous chandelier with 12 lights. Comes in and she's like, I ordered 13 lights. So like, we'll take it back. Nah, just throw another light on there. And it's just jutting out the side, one 13th light out of this gorgeous chandelier.
So weird.
Yeah, just like, oh, she counted them and needed one more. Crazy.
It's all Tiffany. So like, when you turn it on, did it say, I think we're alone now?
No, it plays that Deep Blue something song. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Nah said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yeah.
And by the way, if you try to turn it on in the evening, it just won't.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
It doesn't.
Only breakfast time.
162 acres at one point in time for this place.
Hey, I think I remember the film.
The estate's been reduced to like just under 5 acres, the minimum necessary to contain the house and the surrounding outbuildings, which are all kind of connected. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so... It's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know, and we don't do long term stuff like this, and this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today.
Unwanted family guests are like fish. They start to stink after 3 days. So what's the best mattress for them this holiday season? Definitely not a Nectar. Then they'll never leave. Flip those fish your old mattress and put your human body on a Nectar. Prices start at just $499, and you get $399 in accessories thrown in, a 365-night home trial, and a forever warranty. A fresher deal than your mackerely mother-in-law, right? Go to NectarSleep.com today.
It is gold and silver chandeliers, hand-inlaid parquet floors and trim, and a vast array of colors and materials. In fact, talk about those. There's a lot of wallpaper. It's all hand-painted from Asia, shipped into the home. Like, so, and I mean hand-painted. Like, it's like if you see this repeating pattern, some
like it
Chinese
was painted by Brent's
ancestors. Yes, exactly, right? Yeah. Tons of Tiffany stained glass in fact, Mr. Tiffany made her this one stained glass, which was like his pride and joy. And he said that when light hits this window, it'll be gorgeous. It's going to fill the whole room. She's like, great, thanks. Brings it, puts it in the middle of the house so light can't hit it.
No light hits it. It doesn't face outdoors.
Doesn't face nothing. She didn't want anyone to see it. You know, Tiffany's like, mother. Like, this broad is just crazy. She's good at spending money. And she, the other thing about the Miss Winchester, she had this debilitating arthritis. So she had these things called special Easy Rider stairways put in.
Wasn't that Pecker's nickname in high school?
Easy Rider stairways. That was the most weird part of it. Why stairway? It was like an Animal House. Why flounder? Why not?
So these were installed as a replacement for what you would think would be like a normal steep stairway construction. This allowed her to move about her home freely because these stairs are only like an inch to 2 inches tall. So like Joe and I are talking, like, if you're going to go up, let's say like 10 stairs in a normal flight, you know, to get up to another, or 12 or whatever it's going to be, it will have four turns and it's like 700 stairs.
It takes like 10 minutes to go walk up it.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. And it is so narrow. Like, my fat ass had, like, turned sideways and suck it in and just to make it up these stairs. Literally.
Don't be so overly
freaky.
Dramatic about it, Chuck.
There is no overdrama on that. Like, you know, when we got to the first stairwell, everyone sees it and turns to look at me. I'm like, come on, people.
But this is all what's so bizarre about the whole thing is, like, it's got all these grandiose features and no one ever saw it.
No. No.
Like, this is, it goes back to like why it's the mystery house. Like, why did she want all this stuff?
You know what this oddly reminds me of? Like, all of those ghost cities in China. They just keep, because China's, I don't want to get too deep into the weeds here, but China's economy is kind of almost a false economy. Yeah. Like, to keep the coals burning on China's economy, it has to keep building. Right?
I know what you're talking about. And I thought you meant like ghosts.
No.
I know what you mean.
And so they just keep building cities, even though they don't have people to live in them or who can't afford to live in them. And so they just keep building these cities, and these cities just build, and no one lives in them. Or like, it could hold 100,000 people and 5,000 people.
And they're like architectural marvels. Like, these cities are gorgeous.
And so they just keep building, and no one's there to appreciate them or live in them.
Speaking of ghosts are there.
Speaking of keeping making them and no one's there to appreciate them. There was one working toilet in the entire Winchester mansion. All the restrooms had decoy toilets just to confuse the spirits.
That's a good idea for this place.
That is not a good idea. That is.
Wait,
no.
Well, he doesn't have a nose, so he doesn't care.
Brent, the toilets in the studio here are real, right? You might have a cleanup issue.
Uh-oh, yeah. And that's also one of the reasons that she slept in a different room, as we were talking about. She wanted to confuse the spirits. So, like you said, you can bar the doors in some of the rooms, and some of them have multiple entrance and access points. In fact, her one bathroom that did have the shower, she's got a window from the room next to it, so you can look in there. And like we said, with the shower, it's no shower head. It's pipes with holes in it to spray her, like, 4'8" frame. Like, she was tiny.
Mr. Construction Worker, you need a shower, don't you?
The other
Excuse me, sir. Can you test that for me, please? I want to make sure it works.
The other thing about this home that is crazy, it had a ton of conveniences that were rare or brand new at the time this house was filled with them. Steam and forced air heating, like you said, modern indoor toilet and plumbing, push button gas lights, and Miss Winchester's personal only, like we said, hot shower.
Did this chick have a toaster?
I don't know, man.
Wow.
I don't know.
I bet it was hot.
I think I know what he means by that.
I don't want to know.
They're also, and this is the part that blows my mind. We said she has these easy riser stairs. She walks everywhere. There's three elevators in this house, including an Otis Electric, one of which was powered by a rare horizontal hydraulic elevator piston. And that doesn't, it was one of the only first ever to be like that way in a place. She did not allow people to use these elevators. They were to put the plants on to be able to move them around to water them. So she had this one room, like, in the center of the house. All the plants would be moved there, watered. It had like this water trap thing that would like filter the water that was missed back into the cistern. And then they would use these elevators to move the plants back. The people put the elevators on there, walk around, take the stairs and go. Probably take you 30 minutes to get to the bottom of it. Yeah, but she didn't want people using the elevators, of which she had three.
Didn't they say that they're, I could be wrong about this. Star Trek The Next Generation, the Enterprise, didn't it have a lot of horizontal turbo lifts on it? They weren't all just vertical. I mean, think about the design.
Well, given the shape of the saucer, I would think there would have to be in some regard, because there were decks in the saucer, but then decks back.
I don't know about them, but I'm sure Spaceball 1 had many, because if they didn't, the movie would have taken
forever. Well, or did she have did she have a Wonka Vader by chance? Because the Wonka Vader can go in any direction.
That's true. That checks out. Sadly, when you go in the house, there's now, when you took the tour, there's sparse furnishings. It's because none of them are original to the house. So
now, jokes aside, do they still have those elevators, like the horizontal elevators? Yeah. Are they working?
Well, no, the elevators don't move horizontally. No. The piston that moves it up and down is this horizontal, almost like a precursor to like a hydraulic.
I completely
missed that one.
So the elevator's still there.
I mean, your description ability missed the mark.
I mean, an elevator that goes horizontally, I mean, wouldn't that just be like a car? Like a vehicle?
It would not be
an elevator, because you don't elevate.
It could still elevate.
I mean, wouldn't it be just the walkway at the airport?
The moving
walkway is ending.
So Winchester dies. All of her possessions, apart from the house, were given to her niece and her personal, who was her personal secretary. Denise. Her niece took everything she wanted, sold the rest in a private auction. And legend has it, supposedly it took six trucks working 8 hours a day for 6 weeks to remove all of the furnishings from the house. And Miss Winchester made no mention of the mansion or will. And here's what's funny. Appraisers consider the house worthless due to A, the damage caused by the earthquake and the unfinished design and the impractical nature of its construction. So it sells at auction to a local investor for $135,000.
I wish I had been alive then.
And subsequently leased for 10 years to John and Mamie Brown, who eventually purchased the house.
Mamie.
Right. So February 23, 5 months after her death, though, the house was open to the public with Mamie Brown serving as a tour guide. Here's a little bit of trivia. Harry Houdini toured the house in 1924, not long after they'd started doing this. And there's a newspaper account of his visit where he goes, "This is a mystery house." That's where it got its name. And if you go to the Rifle Museum on the grounds, you can see that newspaper.
What would you guys say are the odds that at some point in this new movie, the camera zooms in sharply on Helen Mirren's face and she says, "Surely this is a mystery house." I'm hoping that's how it ends.
I think they're setting it up for a sequel.
Is there a special appearance by a Harry Houdini character?
That'd be fantastic.
Follow-up question, does he have a mustache?
Follow-up to that, is he played by Robert Downey?
Creepy aspects of the house, the seance room, middle of the house, right in the middle, they have a seance room. One entrance, but three exits. That sounds funny, but you said there's only one door to this room. It was locked. Only she had the key. But there's a cupboard or a closet or whatever, and when you close that, there's a secret doors in there that you can exit to the other part of the house. And
is that the room as well? That's not the one that has the door that opens that like goes to a four-story drop, is it?
It's next to it. Yeah. Okay. So that there's one that drops to the outside, then there's one that actually drops inside the house.
Inside, yes. Yeah. So, which again, going back to like, I think there's enough evidence that you don't chalk all this stuff up to like being misinterpreted and it's like it was just bad engineering.
No.
Like I think, you know, there's enough stuff that you're like, yeah, she intentionally was doing some of this.
So you got this, like we said, nightly in the seance room, which when I went in, they had a Ouija board set up and all this stuff. She would commune with the spirits in order to receive instructions for designing the house. And like I said, they had that hidden room, which if you read in places, they're like, there are hidden passages everywhere. They are not. That's the only one. When we were there, she said, this is the only one. That is not true. But you read, and I was reading today stuff on it, and they're like, oh, there's hidden passages everywhere. There is not.
Well, that they know of. They literally just found a room that they did not know existed just a few years ago.
But that's because it was like sealed off.
Yeah, that's the difference is it's not that like most of the stuff they find isn't stuff that was intentionally built that way. It was because at points in time, these workers, in order to keep working, it was like, we'll just build a wall over that door today.
Right.
Like, because I don't have an idea for what we're going to do. And then the next day it was like, well, tear that wall down and put a door in there. And right. like, so you have, that's why the basement is like literally like a labyrinth, they say, where people get lost because it's just stuff, dead ends. It's because they just shove walls. Places.
And there's these repeating themes throughout the home. Like we said, the number 13, also spider webs. They're in a lot of the, not, I don't mean there's spider webs everywhere, but they're designed into things, you know, which there probably are too.
She had a thing for arachnids.
She designed many of the spider web windows seen throughout the house. Most notably the one in the 13th bathroom. It also appears in fireplaces and grates within the mansion. Many of the windows have 13 panes, 13 bathrooms, 13 steps on many of the stairways, 13 ceiling panels in many of the rooms. There's even, like we said, that 12 light chandelier that they just jacked the 13th light into it. And Miss Winchester's will was divided into 13 parts, and she even had to sign it 13 times. So, yeah, this woman.
So she had something for that number.
Yeah. One of the eerie qualities of the mansion is its completely topsy-turvy nature of its design. There are cabinets and doors that open into walls, meaning like there is no use. So it's like the door opens, there it is. There are balconies and windows are found indoors. Like, you know, like you said, you open a door and you drop down four stories inside the house.
And that's the craziest one is inside. There's multiple that are outside the house, but one of them, it's like just a shaft. Like almost like an elevator shaft inside the house.
A couple of the floors have skylights. Just to another room that are like blocked off, you know, kind of like this Alice in Wonderland esque features.
I mean, it is because of how beautiful, like these doors we're talking about are these like gorgeous, huge glass walls in a couple of the rooms with a glass pane door, and you open it and it just drops four stories into like the most pristine, beautiful gardens and stuff. I mean, it really is.
But these
like
gardens
Alice
are
in Wonderland.
Inside the house. Not outside gardens or like inside, like that's the plant room or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Like a greenhouse almost. Like it's crazy.
There's linen closet the size of an apartment next to a cupboard that's an inch deep.
An inch deep.
You know, one of the rooms with normal size door next to a child size door. Like weird stuff. In fact, they found an unknown room was found in the 1970s. They discovered this latch closed by a 1910 lock on the door. The forgotten room had two chairs, an early 1900s phonograph speaker hidden inside it, and the theory is that Sarah might have simply forgotten the room and built over it. Just literally like, oh, that's my listening room, you know?
And that, you know, you said it earlier, John, like, they keep finding this stuff. Like, it's like every other day they, you know, somebody like discovers something that's like, well, that room looks a little bit off, or that wall doesn't really make sense. And then, you know, they have to do all the research and the work. And a year later, they finally are like, okay, we're going to break through or do whatever. It's like they're always finding new stuff.
So we're finally going to go to break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about touring the house. Joe and I will talk about some of the what it felt like and what it looks like in there.
John won't contribute, just so all the listeners know.
We'll give you the dirt
of
the tour.
We'll stay consistent.
We come back with more Hysteria 51.
I mean, you could just make up stories.
That's true.
Like, nobody knows. We told you how hard it is to get up there.
Winchester Mansion. Ghosts in there. We've talked a lot about ghosts, about how they're supposedly in there, but we haven't really talked about who these ghosts are. I mean, you have a lot of accounts of when we talked about going on the Queen Mary and all these places. There's always these quote unquote famous ghosts that are there. So who are some of the people that are haunting there? Well, dozens, and I mean literally dozens of psychics have visited the house over the years, and most have come away convinced, quote unquote, or claim to be convinced, that spirits still wander the place in addition to the ghost of Sarah Winchester. And there have been tons of sightings. So in the years that the house has been open to the public, employees and visitors say they've had unusual encounters.
I will point out that they have not yet had us there.
That is true. They have had us not you.
Well, and we didn't have a Ouija board.
That's
so
true.
It doesn't really count.
Though there was one in the seance room.
Yeah, quit trying to talk
room.
Shit, Brent.
There was one in the seance room. So far, you're both wrong.
Did you use it?
I was slapped.
Did you call them a coward and did you try to summon a demon?
Yeah, did you?
You know I always try to summon a demon. There have been footsteps, banging noises, mysterious voices, a windows that bangs so hard that they shatter, cold spots, strange moving lights, doorknobs that turn by themselves. And don't forget the scores of psychics who all claim that they've been part of the phenomenon.
When we say cold spots, is it, all right, I'm pointing the laser, 70 degrees, 69 and a half. Oh, we got a ghost.
So one of the ghosts that many say they've seen in here is the worker who spent years working on the home. And when you take the tour, there's a picture. And at least my tour guide was like, that's him. And it was the guy in the far right. I don't know. And she's like, he spends his afterlife roaming the halls, kind of taking care of the place.
Somebody's got it.
Right? He's got jet black hair. And he's
all day long.
He was supposedly a handyman.
While I sing this song.
He's been seen repairing the fireplace, pushing an equally spectral, I don't know if that's the right word, spectral wheelbarrow. Wheelbarrow indeed linger in the beyond.
Filled with dark matter, I'm sure.
Yeah, down a dark hallway.
Or as he would say, from the beyond.
They've also captured a bunch of orbs in photos and things like that, so at least they have some photographic evidence. And remember that staircase to the ceiling we talked about? It just goes nowhere. Well, that staircase was showcased on the TV series Ghost Adventures on the Travel Channel, and a small green,
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Green vaporous hand was caught on camera at the base of the stairs, appearing to either give a thumbs up or point upstairs. Like, hey, good job, guys. Keep going.
Or did they just want to ride, like they were hitchhiking?
Or is this a practical jokester ghost that's trying to point people to go up a stairway that just runs into the ceiling?
Fooled you.
Yeah, the noise everyone fooled hears is you. Laughter.
What's with you, man? So, Joe, we took the tour.
Mm-hmm.
If you kids at home, you want to do it, it's actually a lot of fun.
It's really, really fun.
It's
nothing too crazy.
The basic
tour is
an hour now. They just, and I mean just as in the last couple of months, opened up more of the tour, which I'll talk about. But the tour, like, you get, once you go in, there's a beautiful rifle museum of all the classic Winchesters, the newspapers, and the one and only picture of Sarah Winchester. So there's only one.
Yep.
And it's even, she's like in the back of a carriage and you can't even really see her.
And the one thing I can contribute to this portion, she does not, in fact, look like Helen Mirren at all. It's not close.
Yeah, that's going to definitely decrease from my enjoyment of the film.
You can't really tell what she looks like. She looks like an angry woman in the back of a carriage, you know.
Well, because she just got caught by a camera, which stole her soul.
Yeah, son of a bee. I've read about these newfangled contraptions.
Damn medium.
Yeah, my medium told me to stay away from these.
We talked about a lot of the stuff in there. Those cabinets open to flat walls. The Daisy bedroom. That's the one that has the two-story drop. The door opens. You just drop down. Stairway to the ceiling. Doors that go to nowhere. The seance room. That's the one that actually had the only hidden door in the house. If people tell you that there's more, at least our tour guide said that is not
true. Same thing. Now, question on when you name all those things like as a list, like in a row, it makes me wonder, like, was Sarah Winchester's like opinion of what ghosts are like driven by watching episodes of the Three Stooges? Like, did she think ghosts were just bumbling around, like opening doors and slamming into walls and falling over, like, you know, precipices without looking?
The three rooms that always have to have pies at all times.
Yeah.
Then there's the slapstick room, you know. Yeah,
the slapstick room. Only cream pies, by the way. That was another mandate in the house.
Yeah.
So
right,
when you guys were there and you're taking, obviously the tour is designed, you know, for a tour, but you did you get a sense that, did it feel crazy? And what I mean by that is, as you're walking through, when you walk through a normal home, there's a certain flow to it. And actually, when you walk through, like, my wife and I are house hunting right now, and It's immediately apparent when you walk into a house that was like poorly designed. You're like, yeah. Wow, there's no flow to this place whatsoever.
I will say this, and I can't speak for him. There's no flow. It doesn't make any sense. So it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You can see a room, but you can't get to it. That kind
of
stuff.
There's
you
a ton of that.
But it's incredibly bright, incredibly light, very airy, not spooky. Feels just like you're. Yeah. It's a very like a nice, pleasant place to be in.
It doesn't feel. I'm curious if you thought this. It did not feel 130 years old to me.
No, and
the, as far as you know, the age of the house, it's very well crafted.
The basic like, tour too does like 100 rooms. You walk well over a mile just to do half the house,
and you don't realize it.
Yeah,
like it doesn't seem like you're.
How much ectoplasm did you step in?
Tons.
And they don't even clean it anymore.
It got annoying.
Yeah.
Like, frankly, like, I'm like, you guys could have at least provided us with, like, some kind of shoe cover.
Some galoshes?
Something. Galosh, yeah.
So here's the thing, too. They just opened 60 more rooms. And I say they just opened. They didn't find them. They didn't open. Oh, crap. There's another 12,000 square feet over. This 1906, the 1906 earthquake shifted part of the house and it jammed a lot of the rooms. And they just went, well, they're sealed off, and they left them. And they've just now, literally in the last few years, started opening them up, and they're untouched. So it's still what they were like back then. And
dusty.
They're still damaged from the earthquake and sealed off. Some of them have, like, the workers had went in and tore out parts of the floor and stuff. I didn't do it because it's actually a longer. It was another, like, two more hours, and we didn't have the time. It all sounds spooky, but like we said, the house is very bright and airy.
It was not at all like the Congress Hotel experience.
There was nothing
that we all
scary.
Had.
You know, when you walk through the Congress, it felt gross and just like you didn't
old, like not.
This felt clean and
really weird.
The weirdest thing for me, though, when I went there, I had no idea that they were making the Winchester movie. And we go through, and so there's the grand ballroom, which is beautiful. There's also like a seated dining room that's also wood and just gorgeous. And there is a dress and a man's suit on like these mannequins there. And our tour guide's talking blah 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 blah. And that's the end of the thing. And someone goes, "What are those?" She goes, "Oh, those aren't actually part of the tour. They're making a movie, and Helen Mirren's going to be here this afternoon doing an interview." So yeah, and she skims over it. We're like, "Whoa, whoa, wait, time out. Way to bury the lead there. They're doing a movie on this place, Helen Mirren." And she's like, "Yeah, but they're doing like the ghost stuff." My guide was very anti-spooky, anti-ghost, which again, we can hear the other guide, which was this guy. And everyone's like laughing and all this stuff. And he's like, this was this crazy room. And he's done that. And ours is like, this is the Daisy bedroom.
And it turns out when Brent finishes, there was only one tour going on.
Yeah, there was no tour guide at all. You met Sarah.
Inconceivable.
The other thing like about it was, I don't know about you, but when you ask them, "Have you ever heard anything or seen any ghosts or whatever?" It's all like, "Well, somebody did, but no."
Yeah, oh, same thing. I asked this girl, and she's just like, "No." And they're dressed like 1800s, you know, in these giant. I don't know, John. I'll ask you because you haven't been there and you've done the research on it and stuff. Like, what do you think? Can a house have bad mojo just because the owners sell guns, or can they bring that bad mojo into the house? Bad juju, whatever you want to call it.
I don't know. I mean, this sounds like a case to me.
No, I want to tell you before you keep going. Our Joe Boo statue is right over you. So
I gave him his rum today.
Okay.
So we're all set. This just sounds like a case to me of crazy with money.
Oh yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of crazy with money in the history of this country and of the world, and this just sounds like another one. But to me, I haven't been there, but this lady had a lot of money. She had a lot of death and a lot of horrible things happen in her life. And she was looking for whenever people are searching for an answer, they'll find one. And right, that this in this lady's particular instance, she had a medium who was willing to give her one. for whatever reason. And who knows?
Listen up, Sarah. Strap in.
Yeah.
If only somebody had introduced her to Case.
And unfortunately, she took it to the extreme. You know, most of us, most of us, when we're, you know, looking for a reason that something bad happened in our lives, we can use we can use deductive reasoning to say, well, maybe I'm off. Maybe I'm wrong. Or maybe I won't.
Impossible.
Maybe I won't spend the next 30 years pursuing my one singular thought. She didn't have that
nailed
switch.
It. Nope. Yeah. The one thing that I don't understand, even more to me than the Congress Hotel, was why they downplayed the paranormal aspect. My guide, and I guess it just depends on the guide, because you could tell the guide on the other tour.
Yeah, because I can tell you, my guide was 100% telling us every detail of why this was meant to trick ghosts.
She had to say the thing she had to say, but she'd be like, I don't believe that, blah, 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 blah. Which was weird because we were there and it was like a few weeks before Halloween, and they're setting up all the Halloween stuff, like ghosts and mannequins and ghouls and all the rooms and stuff like that. So obviously it's something they embrace. And I guess producer Lisa and I just got the short end of the stick on the guide, I guess you could say. Fantastically fun place. I wish we could have had time to do the other 60 rooms, but I agree with you, John. I think it's just one of those aspects of a woman with a lot of money that was crazy, you know, and unfortunately was probably taken by some people in the long run, not taken by her friends because she didn't let them in the house. She went as far as to have a beautiful ornate front door made, and then barred anyone from ever using it. And the only people they say that ever used the door was her and the one construction worker who had to test the door. No one was allowed in and out of the front door.
Everyone came in through, like, what was it? Like, whatever
side entrance.
Yeah, whatever would be a garage back then where they kept the horses.
The stable house or the carriage house, yeah. You know, so, like, this woman had some weird idiosyncrasies, to say the least. So I agree with you 100%. Joe, what do you think?
Isn't it possible? No. Nay, isn't it likely that she must have actually been experiencing these ghosts? Because otherwise, why, if she's felt guilty about how she inherited all this money and stuff. I mean, Andrew Carnegie and John D. Rockefeller and all these guys, they started foundations to give away their money to help people. Right. She blew it on guys hitting banging hammers 24/7 for 35 years. Like, I think it's 100% all real. I think she was haunted.
You heard it here first, folks.
By Native American ghosts that were killed by Winchester rifles.
What are your thoughts? Let us know, Hysteria Nation. Jump on Facebook. Search Hysteria Nation. Tell us why we're wrong. Tell us why Joe's right. Or tell Joe he's absolutely wrong and John and I are right. It's just a crazy woman with money.
No one would ever dare do that.
Also, don't forget, while we're talking about joining Hysteria Nation, John and I are joiners, too. We joined Dark Myths, the Dark Myths Collective, just a group of other paranormal and horror-themed and just fun podcasts so we can spend time in the dark.
It's just other cool podcasts that kind of share a similar theme.
It's not a network. It's just a collective of us that we pass around promos, and we're going to have some of the other shows on as guests, and they're going to have a lot of fun with it. So make sure you go to darkmyths.org and check them out.
And don't forget, obviously, always go to Patreon. Check us out. If you'd like to become a member, you certainly can get stickers. If you donate a certain amount, you can even be a guest on this show. And we do have a new member. Thank you to Michelle Campbell.
And Michelle, actually, I was going to send her stuff, and she said, nay, don't send in the mail. Keep your stamp. I'm going to go to the Kansas City Paracon, the Kansas City Comic Con, and the meetup and meet you. So she's going to be there, and I'm going to bring stuff to her in person. So she's going to get an extra special.
How about that?
Yeah. So if you guys are not busy and you want to come see me and lots of other shows, Ectoplasm and Sam Culper from Breakers and tons of other shows, Sofa King Podcast, come out to the Kansas City Comic Con Friday night. We're going to do a paranormal podcast panel Saturday night at the Big Rip Brewery. We're doing a meet and greet. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Is that February?
The weekend of the 17th.
17th.
Yeah. So don't forget to 773-669-7277. Again, that's 773-669-7277 is our voicemail number. And we have one. We're going to play it.
Hey, guys, it's Brian from the Hoosier State of Indiana. I was just calling to see if you guys might be interested in doing a show on Bigfoot. I'd love to hear some information about Todd Standing and all of his pictures. I personally don't believe him, but, hey, I'd love to get your guys' opinion. Catch you later, guys.
Ryan, we got it late. As you already know, Bigfoot came out. We recorded some of our episodes a little early, and we got this one. We're like, ah, crap, Ryan. And it didn't work out to where we could.
Either that or he remote viewed our episode.
Ryan, are you watching me? Or do we have a talk?
This is creepy.
Or Ryan communes with Sarah Winchester on a
that
regular
might be.
Basis.
Maybe Ryan has a seance room somewhere in the middle of his home.
with three exits but one entrance.
Either way, well done, Ryan.
Ryan's house is only 23,000 square feet and three stories, so screw him anyway is what I'm getting at. If you forget any of this stuff, don't forget. Hysteria51.com, the improved, not so new, but improved Hysteria51. You can find all of our social media. And share that with a friend because they need to come and join the show. Have a blast. Just like our guest did this week, Joe Pack.
Always a blast.
Oh, man, I can't tell you how much I love having
it's you. It's what makes me so sad that I'm never coming back.
Yeah, I'll shed a tear.
You don't even have tear ducts.
I'll make them if it means he won't come back.
So with that said, I've been Brent.
I've been Joe.
I've been John.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay woke, meet sex.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. John and Brent will be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite. Join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.